This is the Sakar Moli of 26th of November 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you are world servants at present. You mustn't become body conscious in any way. Question. Which habit is against the spiritual law and causes a lot of damage? Answer. To listen to film stories or read novels is totally against the law. Doing this causes a lot of damage. Baba has forbidden you children to read such books. If any BKs read such books, you can caution them. Song. Look at your face in the mirror of your heart, O mind. Om Shanti. The spiritual father says to you sweetest spiritual children, check yourselves to see how much you have progressed on the pilgrimage of remembrance and how much you have become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. Because the more you stay in remembrance, the more your sins will be cut away. Are these terms mentioned in any of the scriptures? The scriptures were created from whatever the founders of those religions explained. People then study them. They worship those books. Since it is written, renounce your body and all bodily relations, and consider yourself to be a soul. This is something to be understood. The Father reminds you that you children first came here bodiless. There you remain pure. Impure souls cannot go into liberation or liberation in life. That is the incorporeal, viceless world. This is called the corporeal, vicious world. Then in the golden age, this world will become viceless. There is a lot of praise of the deities who lived in the golden age. You children have been told to imbibe all of this very well and explain to others. Where you souls came from, you were pure. When you come here, you definitely have to become impure. The golden age is called the viceless world, and the Iron Age is called the vicious world. You remember the purifier father. You say, come into the vicious world, in a vicious body, in order to make us pure and viceless. The father himself sits here and explains. People are confused about the picture of Brahma and ask, why do you keep this picture of Dada here? You have to explain that this one is the lucky chariot. God Shiva speaks. I have taken this chariot because I definitely have to take the support of matter. How else would I make you pure from impure? I definitely have to teach you every day. The Father now says to you children, consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me alone. All souls have to remember their father. Sri Krishna cannot be said to be the father of all souls. He has his own body. The Father explains this to you very easily. Whenever you explain to others, tell them, the Father says that you came bodiless and that you have to return bodiless. Only pure souls come from there. Anyone who comes down tomorrow would also be pure and would definitely be praised. The sannyasis and householders, whose names are glorified, must definitely be in their first birth. They only come to establish their religion. Baba explains about Guru Nanak. You definitely have to write the word Guru, because many people have the name Nanak. When someone is praised, that praise should be meaningful. If you don't use the correct praise, it doesn't seem right. In fact, it has been explained to you children that there is no guru but the one. It is of him that you say the Sat Guru is the immortal one. He is the immortal image, that is, the one who never experiences death. He is a soul. This is why they have sat and created those stories. Many of you still read film stories and novels. Baba cautions you children, you must not read novels, etc. Some have that habit. Here you are becoming those who are 100 times fortunate. Even some BKs read novels. This is why Baba tells all of you children, whenever you see someone reading a novel, take it and tear it up. It isn't that you have to be afraid in case someone curses you or becomes angry with you. There is nothing like that. You have the duty to caution one another. It is against the law to listen to film stories or read them. You should instantly report it to Baba if someone's behavior is unlawful. How else would they reform themselves? They will continue to cause themselves harm. If you have no power of yoga yourself, what would you sit and teach others? Baba forbids you. If someone does this sort of thing, his conscience would definitely bite him. There would be a loss for him or herself. Therefore, when you see this weakness in others, you have to write to Baba. Is their activity unlawful? At this time, you Brahmins are servants. Baba also says, children, namaste. He explains to you with meaning. Children who teach others should not have any body consciousness. A teacher is a servant of students. Governors, etc., sign their letters with the words, I am your obedient servant. They sign their name just below that. A clerk would write the letter by hand. He wouldn't write his own praise. Nowadays, gurus write their own title as Sri Sri. Here too, there are some who write Sri so-and-so. In fact, you shouldn't write this, nor should a female write Srimati for herself. It is only when Sri Sri Shiv Baba comes himself and gives you directions that you can receive Srimat. You can explain that they definitely became deities by following someone's directions. No one in Bharat knows how they became such elevated masters of the world. This intoxication should rise within you. The picture of your aim and objective should constantly be against your heart. You can show this to anyone and tell them, God is teaching us and making us become the emperors of the world. The Father has come to establish this kingdom. The destruction of the old world is just ahead. You young daughters can explain to others in your childlike language. When they invite you to the big conferences that take place, you can take this picture and sit and explain to them that their kingdom is once again being established in Bharat. you can explain this to any large gathering. You should have the intoxication of doing service throughout the day. Their kingdom is being established in Bharat. Baba is teaching us Raja Yoga. God Shiva speaks, O children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, and you will become this for 21 generations. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. At present, everyone has devilish traits. Only the one, Sri Sri Shiv Baba, makes you elevated. That highest on high Father is teaching us. God Shiva speaks, Man Man above. The lucky chariot is very well known. Brahma is called the lucky chariot. He is also called Mahavir. He is sitting there in the Dilwala temple. The Jains who built that temple don't understand any of this. You young daughters can go and visit them. You are now becoming very elevated. This is the aim and objective of Bharat. You should have so much intoxication. Baba makes your intoxication rise high here. All of you say that you will become Lakshmi or Narayan. None of you raise your hand to become Rama or Sita. You are now non-violent warriors. No one knows you non-violent warriors. You understand this now. There is the term Man Man Above in the Gita. Consider yourself to be a soul. This too is something to be understood. No one else can understand this. The Father sits here and gives teachings to you children to become soul conscious. This habit of yours will then continue for 21 births. These teachings that you are receiving are for 21 births. Baba explains the main thing to you over and over again. Sit here while considering yourselves to be souls. The Father, the Supreme Soul, sits here and explains to us souls. You repeatedly become body conscious and remember your homes and families. This happens all the time. Even on the path of devotion, their intellects wander in other directions while doing their devotions. Only those who perform intense devotion are able to sit with that concentration. That is also called deep devotion. They become completely absorbed in love. When you sit in remembrance, you sometimes become completely bodiless. Only the good children would sit in such a stage. The awareness of the body would be removed. Become bodiless and sit with that intoxication. You should instill this habit. Sannyasis have the knowledge of the elements and the Brahma element of light. They say we will merge into that. We will shed these old bodies and merge into the Brahma element. Everyone has his own religion. No one believes in the religions of others. Those who belonged to the original, eternal deity religion have also become Tamopradan. When did the God of the Gita come? When was it the age of the Gita? No one knows this. You know that it is only at the confluence age that the Father comes and teaches us Raja Yoga. He makes us Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. This refers to Bharat. There are definitely innumerable religions. It is remembered that there is the establishment of one religion and the destruction of innumerable religions. In the Golden Age, there was just the one religion. Now, in the Iron Age, there are innumerable religions. Then there will be the establishment of one religion. There was one religion, but that no longer exists. All the rest are still here. The example of the banyan tree is absolutely accurate. The foundation no longer exists, but the whole tree is still standing. In fact, the deity religion no longer exists. The original eternal deity religion, which was the trunk, has now disappeared. The Father is carrying out its establishment once again. All the various religions came later, because the cycle definitely has to repeat. That is, the old world will become new again. It used to be their kingdom in the new world. You have large pictures as well as small ones. When people see you carrying something large and they ask, "What are you carrying?" tell them, "We are carrying that which teaches human beings how to change from beggars to princes." There should be great enthusiasm and happiness in your hearts. We souls are the children of God. God is teaching us souls. Baba will seat us in his eyes and take us back home. We don't have to stay in this dirty world any longer. As you progress further, there will be cries of such distress. Don't even ask. Millions of people will die. This is in the intellects of you children. None of the things that you can see with your eyes will remain. Human beings here are like thorns. The Golden Age is the garden of flowers. Your eyes will then be cool. When you go to a garden, your eyes become very cool. You are now becoming multi-million times fortunate. Those who become Brahmins have millions at their feet. You children have to explain that you are establishing this kingdom. This is why Baba had the badges made. When you wear a white sari and also have your badge, this will automatically continue to serve. People sing, souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time, but they don't understand the meaning of a long time. The Father has told you that you meet him after a long time, after 5,000 years. You also know that it is Radhe and Krishna who are the most well known in this world. They are the first prince and princess of the Golden Age. It doesn't enter the mind of anyone how they came here. There definitely has to be the Iron Age before the Golden Age. What actions did they perform that they became the masters of the world? The people of Bharat don't consider them to be the masters of the world. When it was their kingdom in Bharat, there were no other religions. You children understand that the Father is now teaching you Raja Yoga. This is your aim and objective. although there are their pictures in the temples, they don't understand that establishment is taking place at this time. You too understand this, number wise. Some completely forget all of this. Their behavior becomes as it was before. Here they understand everything very well, but as soon as they go outside, everything finishes. You should be interested in doing service. Create ways to give everyone this message. You have to make effort. You have to tell everyone with intoxication. Shiv Baba says, "Remember me, and your sins will be absolved." We remember no one but one Shiv Baba. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Always keep the picture of your aim and objective with you. Have the intoxication that you are becoming the masters of the world by following Srimat. You are going to such a garden of flowers that your eyes will be cool there. 2. Have a lot of interest in doing service. Do service with a lot of enthusiasm and a big heart, using large pictures. Change beggars into princes. Blessing. May you become a master remover of sorrow and a bestower of happiness, and by understanding the philosophy of karma, decide between giving them liberation and salvation. Do not keep busy looking at and speaking about your life story up to now, but understand the state of everyone's karma and decide whether to give them liberation or salvation. Play the part of being a master remover of sorrow and a bestower of happiness. Finish the sorrow and peacelessness of your creation and give them great donations and blessings. Do not take any facilities for yourself, but now be a bestower and give. If you experience self-progress on the basis of some salvation, help, that you have received, or if you achieve success in your service for a temporary period, then today you would be a great soul, and tomorrow you would thirst for that greatness. Slogan. Not to have any experience is the stage of battling. So become a yogi, not a warrior. Avyakt signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage. Ashariri and Videhi. Father Brahma became Avyakt and Karmatit with the bodiless stage, and you are worthy of special sustenance from Avyakt Brahma. Therefore give the return of that Avyakt sustenance by becoming bodiless. Keep a balance between your service and your stage. Bodiless means to be detached from your body. Nature, sanskars and weaknesses are all connected with one's body. And so, once you are detached from your body, you are beyond all of those things. Therefore, this drill will help you a lot. But for this, you need controlling power. Om Shanti.